get caught up in trying to be something I'm not, to please everyone else. I look deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but he's just playing with the fire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be, people you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough. God only knows you've tried to fight it, it's just a world who's always lying, lying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire.
Morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we salute you this morning. Lord God, we recognize your sovereignty over all, over everything, and we thank you for it this morning. Thank you for your goodness, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your power. Lord Jesus, thank you for life this morning. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. It might be a little bit of problem only because I finally got the Spreaker with one channel. So it might be a little problem, but it is Jesus Saves, Delivers, Heals on Spreaker. And this morning, I'm running the same show, and I'm kind of like testing out my equipment. I'm also running the same show on Spirits Are Subject Unto You at the same time. So I'm in a test mode this morning to make sure this works. And what's going to happen after tomorrow is I'll be running on three channels at the same time. So I'm broadcasting from Jesus Saves, Delivers, Heals on the Blog Talk Radio, and I'm coming from Jesus Saves, Delivers on the Spreaker, and I'm also broadcasting on Spirits Are Subject Unto You at the same time. And it's going to be just a little bit of kinks I got to work out. And then tomorrow I'll be coming from three Blog Talk channels at the same time. So if one fails, then the other one is good and running. As for Spreaker, I'm running on Jesus Saves, Delivers, Heals. Okay? Praise God. And I'm probably going to have to repeat that a couple times. Again, I'm experimenting this morning on spirits are subject unto you. Jesus saves, delivers, heals. Erica Tedline. And Spreaker, Jesus saves, delivers, heals. And that is going to be the banner that I'm running under. Flying over banner. Okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, don't forget, spirits are subject unto you is running the same thing. I'll have it even better tomorrow because I'm experimenting with it today to see if this could be done. Provided that this can be done, I'll also be streaming through two websites. So either way, you'll be able to hear the message. But I see, I'm pretty sure you can hear me on the spirits are subject unto, right? Okay, Jennifer R. say, I'm over on spirits are subject unto you, and it sounds good. You see, that's what I love about God. When the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So he came in, but this time I was determined to become an overcomer in this area as well as in every other area. Praise God. I want to share something with you, but the people that need to hear this the most are not on here this morning. Isn't that amazing? But I want to I might not be the greatest example in the world, but for you, I'm an example of an overcomer. Okay, my fight is not against flesh and blood. Never has been. I'm in a war against spirits. And what makes it so awful is they're invisible. And you can only see them through the eyes of faith. Now, that might sound strange, but you can only see, understand and comprehend the works of the devil, Lucifer, Satan, through the eyes of faith. And your faith is going to have to be based on what? The Word of God. But it's also going to have to be based on your belief in the Word of God, okay? Your trust and your confidence in the fact that the Word of God will never, ever, ever lie to you. It will never fail you. It will never allow you to be defeated by the works of the devil. Can you believe that? If you can believe that, you're off to a really, really, really good start this morning. And for those of you who just came on again, this morning, I'm streaming through at the same time as I'm on here. This is Jesus Saves, Delivers, Heals. That's the banner, and that will be the banner from now on. The new email address is ericashepherd@JesusSavesDeliversHeals. That's going to be solid. That's going to be it. That's it. I'm also streaming through, I hope I had put enough time on there in the name of Jesus. I hope I did. I did. I'm also streaming through the spirits are subject unto you this morning, and I'm coming to you from Jesus Save, Deliver, Heal. Jesus Saves, Delivers, Heals on Spreaker, and that's going to be it. Everything else is taken down. Then I'm simultaneously going out to spirits are subject unto you, and then I will be going out. I will end up with 3 or 4 channels on the Blog Talk, because one of those channels is the channel, it's the people's channel, and that's the channel that I'm going to run some of you on. But either way it goes, I'll be coming off 4 channels at the same time every day. Okay, at least 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4. And then I'll be beaming through 2 websites. All right? Those websites will be functional by tomorrow. They're functional now. They're up and they're running. But God knows I went in, I own quite a few domain names. So I just chose 2 and put up 2 websites that I could run an RSS feed through. I'll also be on iTunes and Google Play. Yeah, Apple Podcasts. Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. It takes a couple of days for them to, but I'm also on, I'll be coming through about 10 other podcasts as well. You see, I guess it's like chess. You can become a good chess player when you instinctively learn through memory and practice what the chess moves are. You'll never win a chess game if you don't know the rules to the game. So I went through all of this, and while I was fighting at the same time, I was going back and I was studying podcasting, because I don't know a thing about it. I didn't know nothing about it when it started, just plug and play. But what made me have to learn this is called survival. The witches, the betrayers, whatever, they came at me with everything they had, and they thought, being my age, I would just die. And then they'd be in real good shape for real. But you know what? Listen to me. You cannot die before your time. The devil won't let you die, but you have to take your adversarial experiences, and you don't go back and do the same thing you did that got you in that dilemma or caused you to be put in a unfavorable circumstance, okay? So you take it and you learn from it, and then you talk to God about it. I mean, you got to really talk to him, and you got to really wait until he gives you the answer to the question that you're asking him. And when he gives you the answer, it'll be right. Sometimes you have to talk to a lot of people. Remember, Christ is in your fellow brother, your fellow sister. And that's what the devil makes a Christian forget when they come against another Christian. They coming against themselves. The same God in you is the same God in them. Only thing is, they may have him in a greater measure than you do. Obviously, they do if you're doing negative and bad stuff to another believer. And that goes for everybody. If you can't, and you know what? I'm guilty of not extending mercy to people that's killing me. Now, you think that's easy? People causing you harm, and then God be the one tell you how to escape it. And that just infuriates the demons in them even worse. But let me tell you something this morning. You must stand on the word of God. You must believe everything God ever told you about you. God ain't going to tell you something about somebody else without, if it's the truth, he going to tell them before you get it. And he's going to tell them how to protect themselves. Or, in my instance, send an angel. Because he knew this thing that I was tackling was B-A-D, bad. He knew this thing I was going to have to tackle was B-A-D, bad. But you know what? He knows he is G-O-O-D, good. And that there is no badness that can overcome his goodness. The scripture says, no temptation shall befall you, but with the temptation, God has already provided a way of escape for you. And my way of escape was not to, I know better than to ever freeze. Because I remember a commanding officer I had in the Army. I don't know if it was MacArthur or Eisenhower when they were generals. They said, when going through hell, keep on moving. When going through hell, keep on moving. Don't stop. But you see, the average person, when they going through hell, they freeze. And the enemy know. If you freeze, look at that Ukrainian war over there. They just had to pull back. Because had there been God revealed to them that the Russian army was going to encircle them and take them out. So they ain't going to walk into a trap. They stopped. They analyzed their situation and they pulled back. And it saved the lives of a lot of men. I thank God for my army career. Even although I did not retire like my sister did from the Navy. But we come from a military family. And we fighters. We are fighters for real. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you have to retreat. And sometimes you'll lose a battle. But that doesn't mean you'll lose the war. You know what I mean? Brothers and sisters, if you have watched the North Georgia revival yesterday, and you can still go see it. I mean, you can see it on YouTube. I think that Pastor Todd Smith displayed brilliantly one of the strategies of spiritual warfare. Now, I have to tell you something. A couple of Sundays ago, they had a graduation. They had their graduation of their school. And it brought tears to my eyes because they're winning this war by educating their congregation. And they had their graduation. And they're winning this war. I don't agree with every little thing, but I know this. He ain't said nothing wrong in terms of what is required to build a overcoming body of Christ. Overcoming body of Christ. Now, when they get the racism part right, they'll be okay. When they get the integration part right, they working on it. Laura Burdett say, I remember hearing you say that quote for the first time. That's right. I live by that philosophy. I live by it. You can get slaughtered in a battle, or you can retreat sometimes and go back into strategy mode. How many of you know God will give you a strategy? How many of you know God is a strategist? But this is what I was going to say. For those of you that have enjoyed this ministry up to this point, you got to understand something. All this time, I've been doing two things. One, I've been working to reconnect you with God, your source. And I have succeeded with a lot of people. Some people, I have not succeeded yet. Number two, this has not been a school of ministry. This has been how to defeat the devil. How to defeat the devil and how to reconnect with God, because the majority of the people that come on this ministry, you would not have been as messed up as you were when I first met you if you had been reconnected to God all the time. Some of you, I had to start all the way from the beginning. And I was thinking that's not a good thing to do. But it wasn't that it wasn't a good thing. It was a new thing for me. So God was teaching me, and I'm teaching you. And the reason I've been so effective is because God knows you. Simple. God knows you. And the other reason is that God sends me people like me. You know, I was a rebel. I was a rebel. But I was an innovator. Always have been. And a pioneer. So now, starting next week, I'm going to be running it. You got all the information you need because the majority of the people God sent me were already gifted. But without the proper order and structure. Did I put it together? No. I was just basically helping most of you overcome and get out of that pit and get that ditch up off of you that you came on here with under the bondage of the enemy. So I could do that. But I can also teach and I can equip, because that's what I've been doing for 30 years as a missionary. So knowledge without understanding ain't worth a whole lot. It ain't worth a whole lot. Remember I told you, and you heard me say this too, any primate can cast out a devil. Any primate can cast out a devil. Any human believer can cast out a devil. That's easy. That is the easiest part of the whole thing. But you know what's hard? Keeping it up off of you. And keeping it out of you. And what's even harder than that is dispelling it from someone else. Because that is what will cause you so much misery, so much grief, so much aggravation, and so much pain. Because if you don't know how to keep it off of you and out of you, and if it has not been cast off of you and out of you, what are you going to do? Three people post this in the chat room on Spreaker. When the kindred post this, K-I-N-D-R-E-D. Spirits, kindred, three people, K-I-N-D-R-E-D, kindred spirits. kindred. What you gonna do when the kindred spirits put their x-ray on you and see one of their cousins in you? Because you ain't clean. And what you gonna do when one of those, posted again, kindred spirits see their great-grandma in you? Because the Bible says this, Satan cannot cast out Satan. I don't care what you, I don't care who you think you are. I don't care how much anointing you think you got. Satan cannot cast out Satan. I didn't say it. The Bible says it. So this is what happened. This is what I got so upset about with Jessica. I know you want to know. And that's what happened. She took these guys through deliverance, spirits supposedly of suicide. And then one of them went cuckoo, literally, the next day. And then I get a call. I ain't cast out no demons. I heard the story. But if you're going to call me when the mistake comes, then that means I'm going to be responsible. No, I'm not going to do that. I am not your servant. You're not going to put the mess on me. And it's so serious, brothers and sisters. It's very serious. And then the person called, one of them called me up because Jessica had given them my number. And the Holy Ghost say, uh-uh. No, you don't know what's in those young men. You don't know. Because number one, Jessica failed to ask God if she was supposed to do it. And listen to me. If I tell you, you have altars. Altars have demons. Brothers and sisters, even going through this fiasco here, I did not step up the plate. As I was doing this deliverance, I was getting these monkeys off my back that were trying to bind me up. I know the devil will bind you up. I was not going to allow that to happen to me. No way. Because see, anybody I minister to, anybody you minister to, before you can be effective in ministering to them, you have to come into agreement with them. And the minute you come into agreement with them, that means that the kindred spirits in them are now, have been given the right, have been given agreement with you through the person you were in agreement with to attack you. And that's really what happened. But God used that to open up a whole can of worms. In the Old Testament, you'll see they use that word a lot, kindred. That word is the root word in the Greek where you get kinfolks, your kinfolks. But in the Old Testament, it was called kindred spirit. And it was used with Abraham a lot. So this is why everybody needs to be delivered. It's not the casting out of a demon. And it's not like you might think. But if you're in deliverance ministry and somebody dies, you're going to jail. Make no mistake about it. And it's going to be a lot of expense. And it's gonna depend upon how they die. So this is not a ministry to play with by any stretch of the imagination. It's not a ministry to think you could jump into and make money by any stretch of the imagination. Lives are at stake here. That's what the deal was. And if I can't trust you in one thing, I'm certainly not going to trust you with my life because of your what? Ego. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully. Demons are real. Demonic power is real. Demonic influence is real. And demonic infestation is real. And each of those areas are dealt with in a different way. Did you know that? Did you know that people talk about, I'm breaking this generational curse and I'm breaking this. If you don't get the spirits behind whatever it is, think about this. Just think about this. Paul and dealing with that python spirit of divination that followed him. And I think it was Paul and Barnabas, maybe, in Acts 16. I think that's it. Anyway, Paul, they came to town. And the woman had a familiar spirit. She was a fortune teller. It's a lot of them. It's a lot of you been to some of them. She was a fortune teller, and she followed Paul around. And Paul said that she vexed them. She vexed them. Paul said, this woman with this python spirit, who happened to have been a witch, mind you, vexed them. Now, what's interesting here is that Paul discerned that spirit in that woman when he first came to town. But he let it go. You know why he probably let it go? Because he was probably waiting for God to tell him what to do. And Paul and that disciple let that lady follow them around for 3 days. Now they in a strange town. And they allowed that lady to follow them for 3 days. At the end of the 3 days, Paul just turned around and cast the demon out the lady on the street. I used to be so gung-ho like that. I used to do the same thing. I would cast demons out on the street, at the bus stop. I would cast them out wherever they were. Until one day the Holy Ghost said, how much longer are you going to work for the devil? I said, I beg your pardon? He said, when you cast those demons out like that, the only thing you're doing is you're opening them up for more demons to come in because they can't keep the demons out because they don't even have enough knowledge. So they might experience freedom for a few days. But in the long run, that's when I became so serious about that, that I learned about that one and the seven. But in the long run, you opening them up. I said, oh, wow. Because I wouldn't even know people saying, I just pray. I just say, can I pray for you? And they would say, yeah. But it would be people God had sent me to. But God had to make sure I learned that lesson. Okay? He said, I want you to go find some churches to send these people to and take them to. He said, if you don't do that, you're doing them more harm than good. And so I went and researched some churches, and I got some pastors to work with me. Well, guess what? That meant I had to teach them deliverance too. This way, as I said to you, it is not getting the demons out. Any primate can do that. It's keeping them out and getting them filled with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And that's when God began to teach me about reconnecting, about you must get connected to Jesus. And then Jesus reconnects you to God. And then God takes you full circle, reconnecting you back to the Holy Spirit. So then you can be filled with himself. And then you can go and impart that to somebody else. So God proved me right about it too. I mean, he proved himself right with the Jessica thing, because I called Jessica up and the demonic oppression was so bad, I had to hang up the phone. I said, I got to get this off of me. I'm not the easiest person probably to get along with, because I discern demons and demonic oppression, infestation, and influence like nobody's business. Why do I do that? Because I was totally demon possessed. Now, I'm not playing, you know, like people say, oh, I got to get delivered because I got a headache. Oh, no. And I wasn't demon, I've never done drugs. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I've never smoked cigarettes. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. And I was in the whiskey business and the beer business, where the first thing most people do is when they take a drink is light up a cigarette. It was God and his mercy in the preparation for the work I was going to have to do. Remember when God said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work I have for them to do. Separate me, Paul and Barnabas. You know what the work God said, God spoke to the senior disciples to separate those two disciples for the work he had for them to do. You know what that work was? That work was to go and strike the sorcerer blind. Read the book. They had to go to the sorcerer and strike the sorcerer blind. Now, God said, separate me, my two disciples, for that work I have for them to do. And that's why I'm able to endure the best I can. This last one here was a doozy, okay? But the devil could never pressure me to say, I wish I was dead. No. If anything, I say, God, I need more power. I need more understanding. I need more wisdom, and I need more skill to handle this, because I really don't know what it is. And the reason I'm so emphatic is because those same demons that Jessica said she was casting out were on her. And every other foul, unclean demon that had come back on those two boys, because they had not been really discipled. Now, what does that, what difference does that make, Erica? That means that if I had allowed those spirits to overtake me or bring me under subjection, guess who I would have transferred it on? Each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Spirits do not ask permission to transfer themselves on you. They look for an opening and they come in. That's the way it works. They're not polite. They're vile. They're evil. Their intent is evil. Somebody sent me a text the other day and said, you know, they were very rude and crude and very impolite. They said, send me, where do I get your part one from the witchcraft thing you have on the internet? You know what I answered to them? Nothing. Because I said to myself, how can they come at me like that? Send it to me. And my mind said, who does this think that they can just order me around, tell me what to do, and I'm going to do it? They must be a fool. To whom you yield your members, to them you become their slave. Find that, Jennifer. To whom you yield your members, to them you become their slave. Brothers and sisters, you got to know the Bible so good. It's got to be so engrafted in your heart that you don't have to think about. Just like I said that when that person sent me that email. To whom you yield your members, to them you become their slave. That's Romans, thank you, Jennifer. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. I don't yield my members over to nobody but Jesus. And if I, because I take everything I can to God, and that's everything, I don't even make my friends. So that's why I can't get mad when I'm betrayed. Because God put them there to get something for a reason. And if it goes flip-flop, I'd still know it's God. If God say, okay, that person been with you long enough, it's time for you to cut them loose, they got to go stand on their own strength. That's what I do. I don't question it. Because I know God allows people to come through this ministry, to this ministry, to be taught. And I also know that up to this point, I haven't really been teaching too much, but reconnecting people to God, reconnecting people to the God that's in them. Now, you got to understand, the same Holy Spirit that's in you is also corporately operating in this whole wide world. Woo, the mystery of the God of God, the mystery of the Godhead. Christ in you, the hope of glory, and Christ, the Holy Spirit, operating corporately and universally around the world at the same time. That ought to just blow your mind. It ought to just really make you think. And see, your mind is important to God because your mind is part of your soul. You got this thing in you that's called an ego. It's an egoism. It can be good, and it can work against you if it becomes demonized. The reason Jose was able to live in under the roof, because you know what? The covering on me was saving his life every day. Every day. Not to mention the fact that when we prayed him back from the dead in the emergency room. Not to mention, I'm learning. Paul said, I was wounded in the house of a friend. The very people coming against me now came to me, and God extended mercy to them. But the minute they got up on their feet, I became the enemy. And that happens all the time. And I'm only telling you to warn you, to prepare you. Because the Bible says, as a man soweth, so shall he also reap. God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. The Bible doesn't lie. None of it lies. And sometimes things happen to me, and I have to say, God, what did I do? What did I do to bring this upon myself? Tell me quickly so I can get it, get out of it, and never do it again. Demons are treacherous. You don't be tricked by this world. Lucifer was a real angel. In order to become the nasty spirit it is now, it disguises itself. He disguises himself, but he can work through all those different reproductions. But it's the same fallen angel with the same agenda to destroy what God loves. Lucifer works because Lucifer dislikes God and he's jealous of humankind. Why would Lucifer be jealous of humankind? Think about it. Because the Bible says God made you a little lower than the angels. Lucifer wants what you got. But Lucifer knows that he has an eternal destiny, the lake of fire and damnation. And he wants to take you with him. He wants to take all of God's creation, as many and as much as he can, with him, because he knows his destiny. And he knows something else, too. This is what he knows. He knows that man, for the most part, is lazy. Man, he has distributed so much, Lucifer, the trickster, has dispersed so much unbelief, so much lies, that he doesn't even want you to know how kindred spirits work. You be thinking about transference of spirits coming from somebody in the air at a forest in a cousin. He's gonna use the person right next to you. He's gonna use the person, the easiest person that's available for him to get to you, to destroy you. That's what he's going to use. And so when I see these techniques, the Lord said to me, do you remember when you were in the whiskey business? I said, well, yeah. What part? He said, look at the techniques that are happening to you. He said, who operate like that? I said, you mean, no, he said, what? Human. I said, I don't know. He said, they're using mafia-type techniques against you. Mafia, bully, take over. Brothers and sisters, I ain't trying to take nothing over. Because I understand everything I need, I already got it. Everything I need is already in me. I just have to communicate and commune with God to get what it is. And then I have to commune and communicate with God to do what? Find a strategy to overcome it, because I'm an overcomer. And I know I'm an overcomer. And I make overcomers. I know Satan is defeated, and he wants everybody around him to be defeated as well. The devil is smooth and cunning. And you know what the Bible says? In the last days, men will be consumed by what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It's all clearly there for us in the book. Fact of the matter is, you got to believe the book. And if you don't read the book, with the understanding from God's own Holy Spirit. And better than that, remember Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. God, it was so important for God that the Queen Candace eunuch bring the proper gospel back to Ethiopia, that he had Philip transported to where the Ethiopian was. And when he came up on the Ethiopian's chariot, he said, what you doing there? What you reading? He told him, he said, you know, I'm trying to read this gospel, but I need somebody with understanding to help me. And the Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, get up here on my chariot and ride with me and interpret and understand this thing with me. I was thinking about this. And then God transported Philip to Samaria, because that's where he needed him to do the next work. In the meantime, the Ethiopian says to him, he says, what prevents us from, there's some water right there. What prevents you from baptizing me right now? And the Bible says, when he came up out the water, he was gone. What am I trying to point out to you? I'm trying to point out to you, you've been blessed. Being affiliated with this ministry and sitting under my teaching, I have taught you how to spiritually, and I'm still doing it, how to possess spiritual understanding, biblically based and biblically sound, in order to function in the natural and through the heavenly realm or the spiritual realm. At the same time, on earth as it is in heaven. God been getting you ready. Now I'm going to teach as I'm writing and as I'm finishing up this book. I'm going to teach now. What I was doing before was just introductory. As Wynn Worley used to say, he used to say this saying all the time, and I'm just turning the soil over. Cultivating the soil in preparation for the seed. And I want to tell you this, I passed. In the process, people got delivered, people got saved, people got healed, people got restored and renewed. And those are the things that Jesus came to bring us. But let me tell you something. God know your demons. But he ain't going to come down here from heaven. That ain't going to happen. It isn't a miracle. And the miracle realm God is calling you to walk in and live in and operate in through everyday existence. It's the realm of the believer. It's the realm of the believer. The overcomer that God wants you to walk in and live in and breathe in and move in and abide in. And you'll never be an overcomer without overcoming something. You'll never be a winner without having lost, because you won't know what winning feels. It's just like deliverance. I've been watching people for all these years, at least 25, because five I was watching myself and learning myself. Half the people don't even know when they delivered. And if you don't know when you delivered, and that's because, oh, I'm going to go get this cast out. I'm going to get that cast out. I'm going to get this cast. No, that is not the key. That's not the key. The key is understanding what's got to come out and then getting it out and then filling it with God. And preventing it from coming back. That's what got me on this quest in the beginning. I got tired of seeing the same people coming to the altar with the same problem, getting hands laid on them and blah, 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 and coming back again and again and again. And I said, God, what can be done about this? You got to do, it's not making you look all that great. The devil is using it to make you look bad or try to anyway. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you are, excuse me, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that means you have right standing with God. When there's right, when you are in right standing with God, don't you know that God is not going to withhold anything from those that walk up rightly before him? Peace. Don't you know the Bible says that the peace of God, the peace of God, brothers and sisters, the peace of God allows you to just everything with God. The peace of God brings you into the right fellowship with God. And then the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord builds you with strength, increases your strength, increases. See, you can study and study and study and study and study. That's not what builds you with God. You ain't gonna get it like that. Knowledge increases wisdom. And wisdom increases understanding. And wisdom tells you to do, tells you what to do with the knowledge that you have. I'm just talking to you this morning. That's all I'm doing. Because number one, I told you I'm testing the spirits that are subject unto you. What I'm doing. And I'm testing that I'm streaming on that channel. Okay. I don't see it. And I'm testing also how I got hit. And it looks like my testing is coming to be accurate. Okay? Because Blog Talk is an open channel. So I'm not, I guess it's still, and remember, Jose sold my network out to somebody. He gave them access to my network, which means that they could hack me from the inside. And every time Jessica got one of my numbers, I got hacked. So who's ever hacked her was continuously hacking me. The hacking was coming through her computer. So I have to deal with, I know this can work. Okay? And I know they thought they hit me, but they didn't. They didn't because thanks to, and you know what? Thanks to an IT person that works for the government, I'm finally getting this thing over. I'm finally getting this thing over. Brothers and sisters, this ministry has been a lifesaver. It's been a lifesaver in the first position, the second, the third, and even the people still in my works promoting my ministry. Ain't that something? Only God could do that. Only God could. He say, when a man's ways pleases God, he'll cause his enemies to be at peace with him. And he'll cause his enemies to work for you. That's why I told you yesterday, don't lose what you got. You may not like me, but you still got part of my work operating in you and through you. You know what kind of shape you were in when you came to me? Toe up. Bound by demons. Wrecked with misunderstanding. God freed your mind, cleared it up, filled it with his Holy Ghost. Don't be tricked. Don't let that devil steal nothing else from you. And then, you know, come up with these seducing spirits and lies. Lies. One of my new websites I'm putting up is The Devil is a Liar. I'm happy this morning. As you can see, I'm on my way back to full recovery. They tried to kill me using witchcraft. But you know what? The God flipped that thing around. And you know what I know now? Can't no witchcraft kill no believer unless they come into agreement with it. It won't work. It cannot work. If it did work, that means that the spirit of God is subject to the spirit of witchcraft. Nope. Lies. It'll never happen that way. Ignorance is subject to the spirit of witchcraft. Ignorance is subject to the spirit of poverty. Ignorance is subject to the spirit of lack. Ignorance is subject to sickness. Ignorance is subject to disease. Ignorance is subject to affliction. Ignorance is subject to the power of Satan. The Bible says ignorance is a sin. Look it up. And you know, like, I've been like not wanting to embarrass somebody, not wanting to embarrass other people. When they don't give a darn if they kill me, they don't give a darn if I live or die. They don't give a darn if the people I minister to live or die, because you know what? God assigns each believer a household of faith. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, there were people that he had ordained for you to lead to him. Satan knows that. And his devils and his demons know that. And I'm just one of those people that God has raised up to bring you into the knowledge of that. So he just thought, and you know what, two brothers and sisters? That's under a teaching anointing. So all the fivefold anointing has its own purpose, has its own place. But I can tell you this. I can share this with you. When that lady, when God told me, you walk with this lady till she closed on that house. When she closed on that house, it's closed. And he ain't never lied. When she closed on that house, it was closed. Now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I have to go through. Do I feel like I'm there? Nope. But guess what? I'm working on it. I know this. I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to take as many people as I can with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what the Bible says. I love this. In Luke chapter 6. Starting around 12. So 12 all the way to I'm going to read it to you. All the way to the 49. Listen carefully. I'm going to go slow. Holy Spirit, minister through Jesus' word. Minister. This was right after Jesus went into the synagogue, you know, on the Sabbath day. And he told that man to stretch forth his hand. And his hand was restored whole. The man had a problem with one of his hands. And if that's you, then God's going to heal that for you this morning. Verse 12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles, Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, and John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Matthew, and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. You see, brothers and sisters, if you vexed with anything, in particular, divination, necromancy, witchcraft, you need to be healed before you go out here talking about ministering to anybody else. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other, and him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy cloak also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. But if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceiveth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Brothers and sisters, amen. Amen.
Come on, give God a praise in this place.
to make declarations over our house, over our family, over our children, over our city. We're going to declare what the word of the Lord says. Because I believe that this year is a year of favor over your life, over your house. So look at your neighbor and come on, say this.
My house
is blessed.
My family
is blessed.
My health
is blessed.
And
my wealth
is blessed.
Come on, declare
blessed.
It. My church
is blessed.
My city
is blessed.
My nation
is blessed.
My God
is blessed.
My house
is blessed.
Transference of spirits around you. Their job is to negate your blessing. Their job is to take what you have from a bullying aspect and it become no longer yours, but theirs. See ya tomorrow in Jesus' name. I'm blessed. I'm happy. My sanctified soul is happy. Some of you might not know what that means, but others of you do. Blessings. I bless you in the name of Jesus.